show about unresolved conflict. So today we'll, each of us have found an article about a thing that has happened to a real person as a result of owning, attempting to own, or attempting to use a product that is either out of character for the brand or it's completely opposite of what the customer's persona's character would want or expect the solution to be. So I guess I can start the conversation. So I did mine over NFTs, which I think are non-fungible tokens. Matt's giving me the nod of approval. But basically, they exploded, was it a couple years ago?
Probably about 2020.
So yeah, so they was they exploded, especially on Twitter, now formerly known as, or now known as X. But basically, people were spending millions and millions of dollars on these things just for, I don't know, to be cool, to have a, was it an ape, or was it anything?
I think they were like pictures of just monkeys, yeah, or just whatever you wanted it to be.
And so it, I don't know, it, there was a huge need for these, I guess, because people were wanting more and more of these. But I guess as times went on, they significantly lost their value for what people purchased them for. I think there's one called the Gucci Ghost, and someone, it was originally auctioned off for $69 million, which was $15 million more, or $15 million more than Monet's, one of Monet's famous painter's paintings that was sold in 2014. But now I think it costs, I think they're trying to sell now for $16,000. So it went down quite a bit. But it says that, obviously, sales have died on this, but I guess the whole purpose of having these NFTs was to have hype around their account. If you saw someone with one, you knew that they were very wealthy and then very popular.
It also, sorry to know, but I just know a little bit about NFTs because I was so confused about them. So basically, NFTs were, when you bought them, you were basically securing like kind of like a little block in what the metaverse was supposed to be. Like, you know how the metaverse was supposed to be like this crazy open world thing where you could visit multiple different places, like a giant VR thing. Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be. That Facebook idea obviously flopped, and that's when the value of the NFTs just absolutely dropped off the face of the earth.
I never understood the like getting a space in the multiverse.
Yeah,
it's the internet. It's quite ever growing, I would assume. But so I never really got it. So I'm glad I didn't spend $69 million on a Gucci Ghost.
Make sure you save that.
Yeah, totally had that.
Yeah, it, because I remember like Mark Zuckerberg would, I always came across my Facebook and he would be talking to people in the metaverse and whatnot. And I just never understood people like there was. I think I saw people were buying land.
Yeah,
that's, and it's just like
they're like, I'm renting a house in the multiverse. I'm,
it's like, well, what?
That's essentially what the NFT was too. Is like claiming a piece of land in the metaverse.
Like I can code in another apartment complex down the road.
Yeah, yeah. what are we
talking about here?
But yeah, I guess the conflict now would be they're worthless.
Yeah,
and they're essentially their stake in the product is just they've lost it.
All gone.
Yeah. Let's see if there's anything else. Yeah, I think that's, we could probably circle back to this conversation too. There could be a lot to be said about this. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll move over to across the table.
So for mine, I read an article by USA Today, and it's about the new MLB uniforms. So Nike makes them, and they're like, normally Nike's really good with all clothing, and then especially like baseball. But this year the pants are
crap.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're see through and they're just tearing like left and right. So I mean, there's in this one, there's just a bunch of like tweets that have been put out of them tearing. I mean, Cody Bellinger, Riley Green, a bunch of dudes. I mean, they're just sliding into bases, and then they have no pants left. It's bad. Yeah, and I mean, I know on media day, too, I mean, everything's showing.
Trying to get a different type of viewer pictures. Baseball, I guess.
Yeah.
Colorways are off, too.
Yeah, it's not good. As far as I know, nothing's been changed. I know Bryce Harper went out in the old uniform because he's just not. He's just taking the fine and not wearing the.
I understand, the Phillies uniform specifically. That thing is blue and yellow, and the Phillies are blue and red.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the AAA like uniforms are better than the MLB uniforms.
Oh, 100%
it's
too.
Bad.
So did they just change to a cheaper product, like a cheaper material?
I guess. I mean, like they're
Fabletics make it.
Yeah, it's like Nike Fabletics makes, and then like Fanatics like puts them out there or something.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird how they do it.
It's something weird, but ever since sports started doing deals with Fanatics, the quality's just gotten worse and worse and worse. It's almost like it's almost like the quality of a jersey you'd buy for yourself and wear to game.
And as far as I know, I think it's kind of only the MLB uniforms, like right now for Nike. I think all their other like products are still, you know, high quality getting out there. So
yeah, their college basketball uniforms are still pretty. I like their college basketball uniforms.
So, I mean, obviously, I guess the characters for that would be just MLB players. I'm not sure, like, if the jersey's in, like, the pro shop or super low quality. I haven't gotten anything new.
Even the fans, I mean, we're talking about nobody likes. I mean, I haven't heard one good comment about the jerseys. Like, it could be the character as well in that, in a way.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big conflict they got going on right now that they – have yet to do anything about, and it's almost it's like a month into the season.
Yeah. And I don't think they'll do anything. Mm-hmm. I think they'll just let it ride out and
figure it out next year. I guess.
Do you know if they're stuck in a contract or anything with them?
They probably are, but I figured they'd have like done something now. And I also know a lot of the players were complaining they can't normally they get to like fit their jerseys and pants however they want, like they want them tighter and whatnot, but. I guess they only had, like, two options this year.
I didn't know that. That's wild.
And they're pretty mad about that, too. But, I mean, that's about it for that article.
So, mine, it's not exactly an article. It's not a personal story, but a family friend. Sure you guys have all seen the Flex Seal commercial where that's a lot of damage. And they slap the Flex Seal on there, and it covers up the leak. So
Or the boat.
Yeah, or a boat, or they're driving on through the swamp with it, or I don't know what they're doing, but I had a old family friend, he lived down in Florida, and he had a gutter leak, and so he's like, well, I'm going to buy some of that Flex Seal, put it on there, and it usually works good for up in this part of the country, but down anywhere south, when it gets too hot, it just melts, and it melted and ran all the way down the side of his house, and like he had like a siding house, and he had to replace the siding because they couldn't get the
Flex Seal.
I mean, it's basically melted rubber going down the side. So that's obviously didn't exactly fix the leak. And he actually did tell me that the leak was still there. It just kind of ruined that side of the house. So definitely the character is the consumer of that. And the conflict is like, hey, I bought this product to fix a little spot damage. And now I need new siding. And it turned into a whole debacle. That's about it, man.
Flex How does seal. It? I mean, you would think they would test the product, and
I mean, you would think, but they also don't advertise like, "Hey, only use this in 70-degree weather. Only use this in." I mean, what the guy probably should have done is, you know, late at night, not when it's gonna be hot out all day. So it might have been a little bit of user error in that as well. But they also don't tell you like, "Hey, if it's 110 degrees in Florida today, don't use it." They never give you that warning, so.
Never trust anything from an infomercial.
Yeah.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But that's about it for me and how Flex Seal kind of gave that guy a heck of a day.
I guess he should have tried Flex Tape.
Oh, yeah. It's the tape instead of the seal. Moving on over to Bryce.
All right, so later in, it was around September last year. Kia and Hyundai recalled about 3.3 million vehicles. Basically, the recall wasn't, it was like a total recall for whatever reason, but it was a park outside recall. And the reason was is because they were having hundreds of thousands of vehicles catch on fire. There was the vehicle's analog brake system module would leak brake fluid internally and cause an electric short. The electric short would result in an overcurrent in the ABS module, increasing the risk of an engine compartment fire while driving or parked.
That's not good.
Man.
Honda and Kia has been having some trouble these days, I guess, because I hadn't heard about that, but kind of just go more on Kia and Hyundai. Most companies, insurance companies, won't let you buy insurance for them anymore because there's something in there where unless they're the push start,
they can.
I could walk up and steal it. I don't know anything about
it. I've seen it where people use like USBs and they can just break the ignition lock and
Kia
just put it in.
Kia
and
Hyundai isn't exactly having
good information.
The best run.
Yeah. My mom's got a Kia. I better go tell her.
It's pretty much like some of their main models. Not really recent models, but like the Kia Forte in 2011, 2013, 2015, 2017 Optima, 2011, 2013 Optima, the Sorento, like all their main.
A lot of cars.
Yeah, their main cars.
Sounds like a PR nightmare.
It is, and it like I said, it's not a complete recall. They're trying to have people come in and get this fixed.
No, you're getting me a new car. I ain't.
I need to just be driving down I-65 all of a sudden. Yeah. I'm on fire. That doesn't exactly sound like the best afternoon to me.
No. just an average Monday, you know.
I was watching a YouTube video on it. It is quite literally like you're driving and all of a sudden your engine is engulfed in flames.
Make sure you put on your turn signal and pull over. So I think now we have to pick which one we determined to have an unresolved conflict. Sorry, start over. Determined unresolved conflict is the most challenging for the brand, most interesting, or most entertaining.
Unresolved conflict for Flexio, how they would fix that is just being they're already an infomercial. Like, you at least have to have something on the can, or maybe not in the commercial, but something where it's a good warning where, hey, don't do this when it's
don't be Matt Neely's 89, family
89 plus degrees outside. Like, just being able to have that warning just so you lose the risk of having any potential legal connections or responsibility.
I wonder if there's anything on the can.
I don't know, Jim.
I think the MLB one is kind of a big deal too.
Yeah,
I mean, that one too.
Even though it may affect a small portion of people, I think it has rebounds to the viewers and stuff, because they just. I mean, I'm not saying they bandwagon onto it, but they realize that the quality is also garbage.
Especially when you're a major league sport team, I don't know how much the MLB brings in a year, but they can certainly afford to have quality jerseys.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't seem that hard to get them out there. There was 945 people like in the MLB opening day, probably like 5 uniforms a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy for them to produce. But I don't know why they haven't gotten it done. I mean, it's pretty big, like national level. And I mean, it's gone viral with the whole uniforms tearing. I mean, it's all over.
It is too, because I mean, you're kind of stuck at a point now. This should have been, like, they should have saw what the fans thought about them before the season even started. Like, they should have put out, a graphic of some sort of the uniforms, because now you have to go a whole year of fans not liking the uniforms. You have to go a whole year with probably reduced jersey sales.
For sure. Something that I've kind of wondered about is pivoting from baseball but to football. I don't know if you guys have seen the new Broncos uniforms. Everybody hates them. Like, what do you do as a team, as a manager, if you roll out something that you've been working on and just everybody hates it? Like you said, the Phillies jerseys are, like, the wrong color. Like, fans aren't going to be happy about that at all. Like, what do you, how do you fix that when you roll that out and you put millions of dollars into this?
Is it the bright orange?
Yeah, the throwbacks are pretty good, but these are all pretty, click on that one. It's pretty terrible.
Looks like arena football.
Yeah. And just every, you know, NFL fan base, the consensus decision was, yeah, these suck.
That like, could be argued as a Bears uniform.
Say what?
The bright orange.
Could be argued as Bears
uniform. Yeah. So it's just, like you were saying, for the Phillies changing colors, like, what do you do as a, like, that's a good conflict resolution. How do you fix that perception? Yeah.
I really don't know if there's a way other than just
scratch
not wearing them and saying, hey, we're going to roll out a bunch of uniforms from the 90s.
Yeah. Just we're going to wear a throwbacks for 18 games this year. Like, kind of how Bryce Harper did. He's like, I'm not wearing the Fabletics pants.
They knew about it. Like, in spring training, I mean, stuff like this was getting brought up. I mean, they had their media day. It was players shared, like, how they felt about it. They went interviewing players, and they were all just not having it. So, I don't know what their mental, like, process is with this, if they just don't care. I don't know.
It's for a company, you have to be able to, I mean, you only are as good as, like, we always talk about in this class, brands are your gut feelings. Everybody hates the uniforms. You got to be willing to set your pride aside and say, like, hey, we got to change something quick.
So, I mean, I think the MLB one, I think, is more of a catastrophic. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Key is trying to do something. NFTs, nobody ever really talks about them anymore. Yeah. You just lost a lot of money if you had it. But
Kia could just, they could fix theirs the next year with just a new car model, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just come out with something better. But baseball, it's.
It definitely has more publicity.
Yeah. More publicity.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're dealing with 130 future games now that you have to somehow do something with these uniforms.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement that. MLB, get it together.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's all we got.
Thank you.
Yep.